This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana lawmakers last week heard testimony on a bill that would allocate 15% of the state's special bison hunting licenses to private landowners near Yellowstone National Park. House Bill 522 would direct Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to make 15% of special wild bison tags available to people who own or are contracting to purchase 20 or more acres in areas where the animals roam. Montana FWP issues a maximum of 85 wild bison tags to state hunters annually. If House Bill 522 passes, about 13 wild bison tags would be prioritized for area landowners. Just one person spoke in favor of that measure. Six spoke against it. Republican Representative Marty Malone of Park County said the bill does not include any additional tags, but gives landowner preference to those folks who have to tolerate these animals on their property rubbing against their houses. Malone noted that 20 acres might seem like a low number, but the majority of bison that migrate out of the park congregate in areas where people own smaller lots. Royal Teton Ranch outfitter Edwin Johnson was the only person who spoke in support of House Bill 522. Opponents to the bill outnumbered proponents 6-1. Lance Forstar, who read a letter opposed to House Bill 522 on behalf of members of Montana's American Indian Caucus, said that 20 acres is a very small land base and signals a potential overage of hunting allowance. Ben Lamb, representing the Montana Wildlife Federation, also testified against the bill. The group isn't opposed to the concept of landowner preference, but the 20 acres identified in the bill is too small, Lamb said. The reality is the bison license is the most sought-after license in the state of Montana, Lamb said, with lower draw rates than bighorn sheep in the Missouri River Breaks. State and tribal hunters shoot bison that migrate into two hunting districts just north and west of Yellowstone each winter as the animals come down to lower elevations outside of the park to find food. The strength of the migrations fluctuate based on winter conditions. This year, bison movements out of the protection of the national park have been very strong. The bison management plan revolves around efforts to contain the spread of the disease brucellosis, which can cause cattle to abort or produce weak offspring. Federal regulations around its spread are strict, and officials want to prevent any spillover into livestock. Because a significant portion of the park's bison have been exposed to brucellosis, Montana does not tolerate the species roaming beyond some specific zones in the state. Managers use three methods to remove animals, and those mechanisms are all contingent on bison leaving the park's borders to find forage in the winter. Some bison get shot by hunters as they migrate into Montana near Gardner and West Yellowstone. Others are trapped and consigned to slaughter. A portion of the bison that are trapped are quarantined in pens around the park's border for a long period of time and repeatedly tested for brucellosis exposure. There has never been a recorded case of a brucellosis transmission from bison to cattle in the wild. Elk have transmitted the disease to cattle more than a dozen times. Bison removals by shooting or by trapping and slaughter this winter have killed more than 1,400 animals, a 24% reduction from the population of 6,000 bison. At least 74 Yellowstone bison were shot by state hunters north and west of the park before the department's season ended on February 15th. Another 598 were killed by hunters licensed through 8 different tribal nations. 88 more bison had been trapped at the park's border and consigned to slaughter. Another 192 animals were entered into the Buffalo Conservation Transfer Program, which diverts disease-free bison away from slaughter. There are another 316 bison now being held by park authorities, either for consignment to slaughter or to be released in the spring. Did you know the last date that all living human beings were on Earth together was November 2, 2000? Since then, there's always been someone in orbit on board the International Space Station. NASA is celebrating more than 21 years since Expedition 1 arrived on the ISS in the year 2000. Since then, there has been an unbroken streak of human presence on the orbiting laboratory, and the U.S. has extended space station operations through 2030. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.